Daytime. Miss O, Otis, Olympia and Una are standing in the middle of a crossroads surrounded by fields of long grass. A hare with antlers is grazing nearby.
Well, guess this is goodbye.
I'm so bad at goodbyes. I always talk too much.
See? I'm doing it right now.
Wait a minute, so that's it?
Yeah, we're just never gonna see each other again?
I'm sorry. My squad is over.
But it's not fair. Not too long ago, we were on a mission, saving people.
You think I'm happy? I went through all that trouble to get my license.
You can drive a car?
No, the other thing I was driving.
A white helicopter bearing Miss O's purple octagon emblem lands on a clifftop at the edge of a forest. Agents are rolling a giant round cheese along the ground when she jumps out.
I love the smell of cheese in the morning.
Come on, agents, come on! Put your back in that cheddar!
Mark it! Give me an update!
Sherman, it's closing in. Fast!
Miss O sees something disturbing distant trees.
It's bigger than I thought.
Way bigger.
All right, people. We got the cheese in position. Agent Swarm, I need a net to trap that thing.
Here you go, Miss O. Hi. I'm Annette. I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
No. I need a net made out of rope.
Well, that's going to be way harder to find.
Can you help?
Can I bring my shield?
Sure.
Should I hold it like this? Arr! Or should I hold it like this?
Arr! I'll figure it out as I go.
I'll bring Annette back to her restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you really let us down.
A huge net is raised between four mobile posts parked around the giant cheese.
Net in position. Wait, do we drop the net before or after it eats the shrinking cheese?
I'll take whatever I can get. Here it comes.
An enormous white mouse climbs onto the clifftop. The agent's duck. Then it knocks over a white ice cream van while sniffing the air on its way to the cheddar. The mouse peers under the net, then turns and jumps off the cliff.
It didn't take the cheese. What mouse doesn't take the cheese?
Mizzo, I think it's holding out for the fancy stuff.
The mayor's having a cheese festival. They have Gruyere and Brie.
That's bad news. That's really bad news.
They'll get trampled. We need a gadget to stop it. Where's Una?
She didn't come. She's sensitive to dairy.
Get her on the phone. Now. I'll try and slow it down.
Whoa! How come you get a flying suit and we don't?
Because I'm the boss. Also, they're crazy expensive. Hi-ya!
Miss O glides off the cliff.
Una, it's me, Olympia. We're dealing with a ginormous and we need...
Hang on a quick sec while I take care of the Daves.
The what?
That's what I call them, because that's all they say.
Dave.
The creature hugs, then eats her teddy.
What's happening?
I don't know. She's talking about these Dave things. And...
You're getting Una'd.
What?
Una, we have a much bigger problem than some Dave.
Bigger problem?
Ha! These Daves double like nobody's business. Do you know what happens when you double a number?
Una. Ginormous.
You add that number to itself, so 1 plus 1 is 2.
2 plus 2 is 4.
And 4 plus 4 is 8.
And so on. So by the end, you'll have millions of Daves.
Then who's got the problem, tough guy?
I just got Una'd.
What? Una, it's me again, Olympia.
I'm glad you're back. I just got Otis.
The Cheese Festival.
Here we go! This is getting crazy! One more layer! I shouldn't, but okay!
The mayor adds to a cheese tower.
What is going on?
The ground shakes as the mouse approaches.
Ginormous! What's that tiny little purple thing?
The mouse sprints through the forest while Miss O glides over it. She dives, then clings onto its fur.
All right, mouse, let's steer you out of here. Or I'll try and hang on. That works too. Luna, you needed to listen.
Hang on, these Daves are about to double.
Dave!
But it's okay because I have a half-anator gadget, so half of two becomes...
They're hugging.
One!
Dave.
A display on the cell door returns to one. The ginormouse stops by a picnic area to try and shake off Miss O.
Well, we should really get out of here.
We haven't even tried the Gouda.
All right, but let's be quick.
Please, Ona, we need a gadget to stop the ginormouse. Oh, there's no gadget to stop it.
What?
You could get another ginormouse. They're scared of each other.
Where can I get another?
Never mind, on it.
The cell displays two again.
How are your cheerleading skills?
Fantastic. Good, follow me.
The mouse bucks.
Agents, I can't hold on much longer. Pyramid formation!
Let's go, come on. All right, next row, let's go.
Agents climb onto their colleagues' shoulders.
Hurry, Olympia.
Miss O falls. At the top of the human pyramid, Ginormouse sees its reflection.
It's working. It's scared of itself. Dr. O, the shrinking cheese.
Having been hiding under a blanket of fake grass and twigs, Dr. O stands, holding a hefty chunk of cheese.
Take this. Doctor's orders.
She throws it into the rodent's open mouth, then it instantly shrinks down to a normal size, and Miss O picks it up. Dr. O's now carrying a cage.
Here, Miss O.
One of our easier missions, don't you think, agents?
Yeah, for sure.
Once again, using teamwork, quick thinking, and never giving up, even when the chips are down, the Williams family has won the cheese competition.
Miss O growls at the mayor.
Squad have saved the town again. Now, everybody, let's eat some cheese.
To Olympia and Otis.
Agents, I'm afraid you'll have to take that cheese to go because
something very odd has happened.
Always.
Aw, man, I didn't even get to try the cracker booth.
Crackers flying around inside it.
Ready, partner?
Ready, partner.
A glowing portal appears between the legs of a nearby easel, and Otis ducks to step through it. An animated red sphere rolls through a network of see-through tubes, then bounces down the words, Odd Squad, the movie. Another sphere travels down a tube, then smashes through the Odd Squad's crest, bearing a jackalope, the hare with antlers. Dahlia Bella, Anna Cathcart, Millie Davis, Philip Galeo, Sean Michael Kaya, Olivia Presti. Special guests Sean Cullen, Rizwan Manji, with Sue Galloway, John Klutz, Keith Powell, and Hannah Simone. Red spheres emerge underwater in a cave containing a spaghetti monster, then roll past animated birds flying in darkness. In another cave, a dragon breathes fire. Two of the spheres bounce between colourful pinball bumpers. Then they're fired out and drop onto an Odd Squad-themed pinball machine. They're flicked towards a ramp by a flipper, then roll through a trapdoor at the bottom. Olympia and Otis arrive in a park.
Odd Squad over here! Thanks for coming, Odd Squad.
What seems to be the problem, Debbie?
Okay, so I'm trying to deliver my pizzas, right? But I can't because I have snail feet.
Shellless snails where her feet should be.
They're moist, they're loud, they're squishy. They smell really good. I like the smell, but I miss my feet.
I'm sure we can fix this.
Yeah, if you want to wait around all day.
Three adults.
Who are you?
Weird Tom. And this is my crew, Weird Team.
Saul of Oddness?
We like to call it weirdness. Right, Weird Colin?
We like to call it weirdness.
But I've just always used Odd Squad.
Well, how long does that take? Odd Squad, always thinking through each problem very carefully, talking about what they do know, what they don't know, just thinking. Well, I'm not a thinker. I'm a doer. So watch me do this.
He blasts Debbie's feet with golden light.
Shaboom!
Whoa!
One gadget, one solution.
What was that?
I was doing the little electricity thing from the Weird Team logo.
Oh, yeah, now I get it.
Wait, that gadget fixes anything?
Yep, that's all I carry. Except sometimes a t-shirt cannon. Have a t-shirt, Debbie. Shaboom!
That went a little too high.
Just give her one. Give her a t-shirt.
Tom's face is on it.
Free t-shirt? Cool.
Bet Odd Squad never gave you one of those.
I have an extra t-shirt on my desk.
I use it mostly for dusting, but I can give it to you.
Don't stoop to his level.
See you around, Blah Squad.
He said your name wrong on purpose.
Window seat.
No.
Miss O's office.
At the end, you won't believe it. He gave Delivery Debbie a t-shirt. Which, okay, it looked really high quality. I'm worried this guy's gonna take over.
Agents! This is not the first time someone has tried to do what we do. There's the Strange Stoppers.
In purple overalls.
The Peculiar Pack. And Rod Squad.
Rod Squad?
There were two guys named Rod, who also carried rods. No one knows why they had the rods. All they were good at was holding up curtains.
Also, Weird Tom's not our enemy. He sent me this nice video.
Weird Team has nothing but respect for Odd Squad. And there's plenty of room for both of us in this town.
See? Miss O, did you watch that video all the way through?
No, I didn't get to it.
You should get to it.
By a roaring fire, Tom sips from a mug with his face on it. Then...
Psych! Tomball! I am so taking down Odd Squad. I even wrote a song about it and made a music video. The video's not done yet. I'm still waiting on some special effects, but I'll still show it to you.
Tom's the lead singer in a band, who are all wearing red polo shirts bearing their yellow pointing finger logo and khaki trousers.
Weird Tom is coming and he's gonna fry your bacon. Fry it up while you're still sipping your juice. You're bringing sneakers to a loafer situation. Step back and watch these signs, 11's got loose.
Something weird has just happened.
Talking about your footwear.
Something weird has just happened.
Am I understood?
Something weird has just happened.
What's the matter, Odd
Squad? Something weird has just happened.
Odd Squad, you don't look so good. Just don't call Odd Squad, cause Odd Squad is going down.
The Weird Team beat their rivals to various rescues. There's a crowd outside a building when Tom steps out.
Oh, reporters!
Weird Tom! Bradley, Channel 4 News. What would you say is the secret to Weird Team success?
Well, Kevin.
It's Bradley.
I tell you, Odd Squad always says, don't rush your work. But the thing is, if you do rush your work, you get it done faster.
It seems your market share is trending close to zero, while mine is showing a spectacular jump. Can't say I blame you guys for trying to be heroes, but maybe you should wait until you grow up.
Something weird has just happened.
Any regrets?
Just one. that I called Weird Team a team. You see, I don't believe in teamwork. I tell my people, don't talk to other folks. Don't help other folks. If you have a problem, fix it yourself.
That seems like a really bad way to work.
Tom grins.
Go after teachers!
The jackalope on the Odd Squad crest being chased by the Weird Team's yellow hand as it fires electricity out of its index finger.
Cause Odd Squad is going down. Odd Squad is going down. Odd Squad is going down.
Wearing a shirt and tie, a man with dark hair is pacing in a living room when Olympia and Otis arrive.
Oh, thanks for coming, Odd Squad.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Hopkins? Have you been floating again? Or maybe you're about to start floating. Or maybe you saw other people floating.
What my partner is trying to say is, how can we help?
Can you give this thank you note to Weird Team?
Why would we do that?
Well, they just helped me with my odd problem earlier. And it seems like wherever you guys are, Weird Team is close behind with a real satisfied look on their face. You see?
Two Weird Team members peering through the window.
This is for you.
Yes! Thank you, Odd Squad.
Happy we could help.
They climb into the squishinating portal.
How do we do that?
Well, well, well. Seems Weird Team ran us both out of business.
Who are you?
Kidding me right now? Rod. From Rod Squad? Rod! Squad! Got any curtains that need hanging?
No.
That's cool.
Rod has a mullet and shell suit.
Could you please leave my house?
Yeah, you betcha.
Well, I have a front door.
It's not the way I came in, but whatever floats your boat.
So has anyone called Odd Squad today?
We got three calls. Two were wrong numbers, and the third was also a wrong number.
We gotta take the Sherman down! Any ideas?
If you rearrange the letters in your team, it spells wire to meet. Not helping?
No.
I know how we can beat Weird Team. First, we take them to lunch at this Italian restaurant. After lunch, we can go on this nature hike and maybe check out this museum. Wait, I just realized these are plans from when my cousins Lily and Jake are in town. My bad.
Okay, let's break this down like we do with every problem. What do we know?
The Weird Team is beating us.
Great, and what are we trying to figure out?
How to fix odd stuff as fast as they fix odd stuff, but only using one gadget instead of the thousandth one that we use. Also, win back all the hearts and minds of everybody in town, even though they won't even look at us when we're standing right next to them, because all they see is their free Weird Team t-shirt.
It's okay, partner.
Okay. Anyone else have anything?
Eyes over here, everyone. We need to start thinking of this like a football game. It's the last down, we're at the 30-yard line, and there are only 5 seconds left on the clock. The team we're up against is bigger than us, faster than us, and their bedtime is way later than ours. Any questions? You, Couch Potato.
How do we beat them?
We don't. It's game over. I thought my chalk drawing was pretty clear.
There's gotta be something we haven't thought of yet.
I know someone who can help. The Big O is coming.
In two rows either side of a large jackalope crest on the floor, agents are kneeling with their elbows propped up on their raised thighs so their bowed heads can rest against their fists. Wearing his white military-style uniform, the Big O stands at a lectern, then hands his toys to an assistant.
Please rise.
It's the Big O.
Odd Squad has been around for thousands of years. We have faced many challenges. These challenges made us better and stronger. But Weird Team is our biggest challenge yet. So how can Odd Squad compete? We cannot. We give up.
What?
Weird team beat us fair and square. Henceforth, I'm shutting down all our squads.
No, you can't do that.
I sold this one here to a shoe company.
And I bought the shoe company. Shaboom!
Tom lifts the big O away from the lectern.
Let's get rid of these balls from the ball pit. I'm going to want these little desks to go away. And let's put in some cubicles.
Cubicles?
What?
Where's Weird Emily?
Who's Weird Emily?
I'm right here, Tom.
I need you to collect these kids' gadgets. They won't be needing them anymore.
Got it, Weird Tom.
Nice.
Gadgets, come on, hand them over.
What's happening? You can't do that. That's my computer.
You can't just come in here and do that.
Miss O, you have to do something about this.
You heard the big O. We're just not needed anymore.
Olympia at the crossroads with her colleagues.
And then we left headquarters and came here.
Olympia, we know we were there.
Oh, yeah. It just helps me to talk it out.
It's been an honor to work with you. Best of luck, wherever your lives may take you.
Miss O walks on, but the others are going the same way.
Oh, you guys live?
Yeah, I live this way.
Yeah,
I live
this way, just around the corner.
Maybe we can go one at a time so we can walk sadly by ourselves?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Staring at the ground, Miss O continues along the road. Una goes next.
I'm too sad to walk. I'll go last.
Yeah.
Otis trudges a few meters behind. Then Olympia makes a move. A framed photo of Otis and Olympia stands on a coffee table by a sofa, where Olympia is sitting.
It's been a month since Odd Squad went out of business, and Weird Team's business has never been better. Wow, that's a lot of bees. Barb Lubba Bow Bow, back to you.
Coming up in sports, we're gonna skip sports and do non-stop talk about Weird Team. Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Downtown was packed today as people crowded to see Weird Tom.
And now we interrupt our wall-to-wall coverage of Weird Team to bring you a new soundcheck video.
Finally.
It's called The Saddest Song in the World of All Time.
Girl, music has the power to lift you up when you're feeling low. But not this music. This music is a major downer. Even the power of song can't help you when so much has gone wrong. Wishing we still had it all. It's so empty now that everything's gone.
In an art class, a teacher approaches Una's easel. She's painted a gadget in a bowl instead of fruit.
It kind of got away from me.
But I don't care. I'm gonna sing it anyway.
Is it a crime that just one song comes to mind? The saddest song in the world of all time.
Experience solving cases. I am great with gadgets.
Question. Can you fit in this banana suit?
Yeah.
You're hired. Congratulations.
Otis takes it from his new employer.
Thank you.
No point in going to sleep. Why bother with no dreams left to dream?
Yes, that's as sad as it seems. Or sadder, what does that even mean?
Now the moment is here, you've saved up your saddest final tear.
A play park.
I used to have a sled like this in my office.
What?
Never mind.
Somebody juice me!
Get your own juice.
The saddest song.
Miss O drops to her knees as she screams up at the sky.
A gift to your heart from mine, the saddest song in the world of all time.
The saddest song.
Soundchecker superimposed over an image of old hands, then an astronaut and a crying eye.
Of all time.
Soundcheck.
they wander away from a piano in a warehouse.
Guys, come back! Wait!
Stuck, the remaining singer sinks down behind a pallet. Otis is on a street corner, dressed in the banana suit, and toying with a pink and orange arrow-shaped sign bearing the name Schmumbers. He jumps back when he sees a familiar face.
Olympia! Been a long time.
I know. You're a banana now.
Keeps me busy.
I've been keeping busy too. Otis, something very odd has happened. You see how this leaf looks like a cat? Little tail part fell off. But this is not a normal leaf, and Weird Team is doing nothing about it.
I don't know if that's really...
There's
really...
so much more. It's everywhere, man. Look at the weather. Partly cloudy 6 days in a row. In a row. Super odd. We need to get the squad back together.
Hey, what happened to that camp you're going to? It sounded great. You get the paddle canoes, earn badges.
I already have a badge. I miss it, Otis. The squishinating, the zapping gadgets, the odd squad choir.
You weren't in the odd squad choir.
I have so many regrets.
I really miss it too, partner.
Really?
Really. I get coupons working for the smoothie place. Let me buy you one.
I'd like that.
Blair, I'm going on break! Cover my corner, please!
A bearded man dressed as a plump strawberry takes Otis's place and jigs about energetically with his sign. Now Otis and Olympia are walking along carrying smoothies.
What are you humming?
Nothing.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Help! Help! Odd Squad! Oh, Odd Squad, I'm so happy to see you!
We're not Odd Squad anymore. What he means to say is, what seems to be the problem, Debbie?
I've been stuck in the same place for weeks.
Why don't you call someone?
I tried to get to that payphone over there, but it took too long.
That's odd. I know. Yeah. Who still uses payphones?
Luckily, I had pizza to survive on. I do not like crusts. If you guys hadn't shown up, I was gonna have to make some tough choices.
I see.
God, like my feet are stuck to the ground. Doesn't make sense because Weird Tom fixed me.
Huh?
On the pavement.
Slime, which can only be made by...
He reveals the snail with sand.
Snails. Snail feet? Debbie still has snail feet?
Wait, they didn't fix me?
No, Weird Tom just made it look like he did.
Debbie tears off her Tom t-shirt.
Which means he probably didn't fix anything else either.
Yes!
This is awesome! I mean, it stinks for humanity and for Debbie's feet, but for me being right, it's amazing!
Just tell Miss O about this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Odd Squad!
Right after we get you to your shop.
Uh-huh.
Must be thirsty after that pizza.
I do want some.
Miss O's on a swing.
And that's how Weird Tom's beating us every time. Because he's not fixing anything. Good work, you little rascals. Rascals? Well, you're not agents anymore, so I'm not sure what to call you. Scallywags? No, not good either.
Miss O digs in the sand.
Miss O, shouldn't you stop digging and do something about this? Nope. A little help here.
They quickly uncover a silver case bearing the Odd Squad emblem.
I smuggled this odd-o-meter out of headquarters. It measures all the oddness in town. Here are 5 days of the week along the bottom x-axis, and the number of odd cases along the y-axis. When Odd Squad was around, the number of odd things always stayed around the number 10, as you can see by these bars that go up to 10.
Because we'd solve stuff, but new odd stuff would pop up.
Exactly. But look. The numbers are getting bigger. Since Weird Team took over, the level of oddness has been doubling every day.
Look at the bars. It started at 10, but the next day it went to 20, and the day after that it went to 40.
Then 80, then 160. When you double a number, it gets big fast.
Guys, I've been studying Weird Team, and I don't think they've been solving cases at all. Oh, you figured it out too!
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get our squad back.
Una's made an evidence board.
Aw, I got my sweater all caught up in this thing. I'll untie it when I'm running!
I know you said you got rid of the flying books, but Dustin keeps getting hit by something.
Ow! There, did you see that?
We know what you're up to, Weird Tom.
Shh, please, this is a library.
Sorry.
Dustin! Can you please swat more quietly?
You're not really solving anything.
You're right.
Faster than I thought.
But why do you want to shut down Odd Squad?
My real name is not Tom. It's Om with an O. Don't you remember me, Oprah? We met back in 1983.
It's you. Hang on. This was wrapped in 1983.
No.
Just go with it.
I was 12 years old. I'd just gone through the academy. The last step was to learn from the two best agents in Odd Squad, you and your partner, O'Donohue. It was 1983. Did I mention it was
1983? It's the third time you said it.
A flashback to the young shapeshifter being chased along a path that overlooks Niagara Falls.
Anything I want, like a cool hoverboard.
A boy blocks the hoverboard's path.
Who are you?
Agent Om. Well, I will be an agent after I bring you to justice with this handcuffinator.
No, Om, those won't work on her.
Why not?
Because I can do this.
They fall.
Dudes, get her.
Both with big 80s hair, O'Donohue and Miss O give chase with Om. They hurry down a staircase to a viewpoint beside the cascading water.
We lost her. So bogus.
Hang on, partner. Let's see what we know about the shapeshifter. Let's think this through and then we can...
Not the shapeshifter.
Oh, what are you doing?
Zapping everything. It's called a shortcut. Not the shapeshifter.
Like, totally stop and think this through. You're scaring people.
I'm a doer, not a thinker. Do that?
He zaps bins and benches.
So, some things went wrong today?
Really? I thought it went great.
Those are complaints from the people you zapped, including the President of the United States.
Look, just go back to the academy, get some more training, and we'll save a spot for you when you're ready.
Okay, not a problem.
Problem.
That was way easier than I thought.
Way easier.
I was so angry, I stole a bunch of documents. Six of those turned out to be takeout menus, but one was plans for...
Back in the present.
The Holograminator. It can project a fake image onto anything. You see that guy over there? I can make him look like... Abraham Lincoln. Trouble! Hi,
please. Seriously, the yelling? And Mr. Lincoln, you are not a member of this library. Thank you.
It took me 34 years to build this bad boy, and now it's all mine.
Wait, that took you 34 years to make?
Well, it took 15 years, and then I took a couple years off. I traveled. I did some work on the house. The point is, Miss O stole Odd Squad from me, and now I'm stealing it back.
No, she didn't. Yeah, she just said she needed more training.
You sound like everybody I've ever told this story to.
Yeah, well, we're gonna tell the world what you've done.
They head off.
Not if I have anything to do with it. Thank you for whispering your evil plan. Agreed. Okay, seriously, there is something flying around here.
Yellow sparks fly from the top of the holograminator.
We have to get in front of as many people as possible.
Mission accomplished.
This is Odd Squad. Or maybe we should call them Odd Squad.
What?
Why? Because they're causing oddness. Take a look. Here they are using some weird dirt to give Delivery Debbie snail feet.
Otis revealing the snail.
I know Delivery Debbie. She is a good, honest woman with good, honest human feet. Please, for your own safety, stay far, far away from Odd Squad.
Nobody's gonna believe that.
It's them. They're gonna turn us on.
Adults run away from them.
Or maybe they will.
A street artist draws a picture of his subject's scared face.
Please hurry, the Odd Squad is coming.
A hot dog.
Can I get some relish with this?
Yeah, relish.
Relish. Yeah, okay.
No! A drink! I need a drink!
Gotta get a drink, yeah, drink. Drink, okay.
Yeah, napkins!
Napkins!
Napkins,
okay.
Wait! I just remembered. I'm a vegetarian.
On a giant screen.
Here are some tips on how to identify an Odd Squad member. They're children. Some call them tax deductions. I call them trouble.
We're in so much trouble.
Did the running and screaming give it away?
No, look at that door behind Weird Tom. That's where I keep the Daves.
Whatever you do, do not invite an Odd Squad member into your home.
What does the number 2048 mean? That's how many creatures are inside. Weird Tom isn't zapping them with the Happenator.
So, you're saying these Daves are just gonna keep doubling and doubling?
Yes, take a look at my calculator-inator.
That's just a regular calculator.
Just let me have this one!
Okay.
To double a number, you add that same number to itself. So, 2048 plus 2048 is 4096 Daves. 4096 plus 4096 is 8,192 Daves!
Why'd you say that last part in a scary voice?
Because scary things will happen. The Daves room can only hold 5,000 Daves. That means if they double two more times to 8,192, there will be more than 5,000. Then the room won't hold them and they'll break out and eat the world.
What?
Oh yeah, fun fact, they're big eaters. First, it'll be signs and traffic lights. Kind of like an appetizer. Then buildings and roads will be the main course. And for dessert, they'll eat the ground. And then under the ground. Until the whole Earth is gone. Which is too bad. I like the Earth.
How do we stop it? We can't get into headquarters. Everyone is against us. Not everyone.
Miso returns.
This is the part where you follow me.
They approach a lemonade stand in a park.
Hey, Polly. Rough day, huh? We'd like the special. Right away, Mytho.
A plate of lemon segments.
Here you go. Well, hello.
Following Miss O's lead, each of them pushes one into their mouth.
Why are we all sucking on lemons?
To take your mind off the 1,000-foot drop, huh?
She hits a button. They slide down a metal chute, then find themselves in a warmly lit man-made cave.
What is this place?
A secret entrance to headquarters. I dug it myself. We're going to break into headquarters, not just us.
It's Otto and Olive. Both have lemon in their mouths. They spit it out.
A
It's good to see you, Miss Cell.
You're Olivan Otto, right? I remember your gadget Sino cheats.
I like the way you draw your cheese.
Thank you.
You.
I'm Otis, and this is my partner, Olympia. She admires your work.
It's cool. We're all just here doing a job. Sometimes I squeal. No biggie.
We have to move out. Who knows how fast those staves are doubling?
Hang on. How are we supposed to get past Weird Tom without our gadgets?
I mean, he's got a point. We're not Odd Squad anymore. Just a bunch of kids.
Is that really what you think? Odd Squad isn't about what we have. It's who we are.
And it's never giving up, even when it's the only thing you want to do.
It's failing and rising up from failure, better and stronger than you were before.
It's working together, all seven of us.
There's only six of us.
Hey, guys.
Oscar!
Good news.
You brought gadgets?
No, better.
Brought my sewing kit.
My suits.
Oh, that makes sense.
I know I said Odd Squad isn't about what we have, but it doesn't hurt to look good.
Yeah.
Braces being slid onto shoulders, a tie being tightened, trainer laces being tied, a white lab coat being put on, a navy blazer, and Miss O fastening her large purple bead necklace. Someone puts their gold badge on upside down. Then the agents pose together.
How long do we have to hold this pose for?
That's enough.
Yeah, okay, good. Awesome.
Miss O leads the way out of the cave, then they crawl out of a vent.
All right, let's split up into teams. Otis, you and Otto will knock out the security cameras. Olive and Olympia, get the half-an-eater gadget.
Wait, doesn't it make more sense if the partners go together?
I don't mind hanging out with Olive. I mean, if I'm forced to. Oscar, Nina, you're coming with me to room 100.
Wait, don't you think it's a little early for that?
Trust me, it's going to work. Everybody, make this work.
Olympia, let's go.
She just said, let's go, to me.
Your partner's a pretty big fan of Olive, huh?
The biggest. I bet you feel the same. So I'll give this to you now. A photo of you.
A signed photo of me. So you can focus on your mission instead of getting my autograph.
Thank you.
Let's not make this weird.
Otto and Otis creep into a room guarded by moving laser beams.
There's a switch to shut off the security cameras.
It's beyond the lasers.
How did we get through them?
Dance through them. I knew I liked you. Sound shit.
Ragtime piano.
Okay.
Side by side, the pair mirror each other's moves, stepping forwards and backwards while swiveling the balls of their feet. They move over and under a metal railing between them, then clap their raised hands before flattening themselves against the walls. They drop down, then press up to standing, flap their arms at the elbows as they sidestep into each other's places, then duck and jump. Swinging over and under another railing, they take it in turns to push each other's heads down, then grab onto the barrier and jump from one side to the other. They roll to the left, then get up and pull down the big switch.
They shut off the cameras.
I can't believe what they did to this place.
I know, so office-y.
How are we supposed to get past them and get the gadget from the lab?
We need to think the way grown-ups think. What do they love more than anything in the world?
I always thought it was better to go with the dark stain.
Oh. Shows you what I know.
Is that biscotti?
It's more like a trail of biscotti.
Is that fresh coffee? Wait a sec.
skinny cappuccino for Mitch. That's me.
A latte for Emily. I'm Emily.
I got an oolong tea for Linda.
Linda.
Caramel macchiato for Natalie.
Natalie.
Flat white for Sarah.
There is one for everyone.
Let's go.
A bald guy reading the paper.
There's a car blocking the door. How old do you think he is? Like 35 or 45?
Why does it matter?
If things don't work out, I thought I'd get one of those jobs at the fair where you guess people's ages.
Greetings, Mizzo.
Oksana? What are you still doing in headquarters?
What do you mean? I've been downstairs for the past 6 weeks cooking.
Why?
Because you all won't stop eating.
Oksana. While you were downstairs, Odd Squad was taken over by adults.
I thought everyone grew up, but that makes more sense.
And now the adults are intending to a creature, and it'll keep doubling, and we need to get to room 100.
This seems like the beginning of a long story, so I'm going to interrupt. What do you want me to do?
I'm providing a distraction.
Hey,
I'm continuing to provide a distraction.
The guard chases her.
Go, 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 go!
Into room 100.
Oh, hey, Weird Tom. Thanks for the coffee.
I didn't buy anybody coffee.
Did you buy the trail of biscotti that led to the coffee?
Security cameras. The cameras are down. We got kids in here.
You sure?
I'm providing a distraction.
Get back here.
I am so sorry that I ever doubted you, Weird Tom.
And I know exactly what they're up to.
The agents regroup.
We got the Halfinator. There's a deep door.
Tom's there.
Well done, Odd Squad. You got pretty far. But now, you're done.
So done.
No, you're done. Because as we speak, Miso, Oscar, and Una are carrying out stage 3 of our plan.
They run up to them, wearing party hats and carrying balloons.
What is this?
We got party supplies from room 100 to celebrate the success of our mission.
You were right. Too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. And now I'm going to stop your plan to steal my awesome t-shirts.
That's not our plan.
Oh.
Not even close.
Oh.
We need to zap the creatures inside that door, or they'll double break out and eat the world!
You know what I think? I think this is a trick to steal back headquarters.
No, it's not!
The number on the panel climbs to 8,192.
And nothing happened. I knew that.
Tom looks at the panel.
Zero?
What does that mean?
He turns the lock. The room's empty, and there's a hole in the ceiling leading to the outside world. Rocks fall from it as the last couple of Daves climb out.
My bad.
Above ground, Otto helps Una out of the hole. Then the agents look around in disbelief. All the surrounding buildings are covered in Daves.
This party supply seems even more inappropriate now.
One swoops over their heads, holding onto the tips of its long ears, which act as wings. Thousands more have filled the sky.
Why does it seem like there's way more than 8,000?
Fun fact, they double faster in sunlight. That is unfortunate! Oh,
hey.
It's the mayor!
Please help my cheese festival! I'm surrounded, Odd Squad! Help me!
We've got to save him.
How? We only have one gadget.
Cover me.
Shields up!
I think it's cool if we just hang back here.
Cool with me.
The squad run through a shallow water feature, holding up round golden shields as they follow Miss O, who repeatedly blasts a small group of Daves that merge and halve in number each time.
We're safe on this rock.
great?
Probably not.
They form a mini tortoise formation with their shields, then throw off the Daves that cling to it. Miss O reduces a group of Daves to just one, while more Daves bounce off the team's shields. They bound across the water in slow motion. Now there's just one left, as Miss O and the others arrive at the mayor's lectern, which is piled with cheeses.
Thanks, Odd Squad! You saved me and this delicious cheese!
All right. That wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
No, was it?
Dave. I don't Dave. Think we should be allowed to say Dave. Stuff like that. Dave.
Thousands of Daves rise up into the air. They form a grid shape and multiply rapidly. Then Tom arrives.
Dave.
They're sealed into a cube shape.
But they're gonna figure out that it's all fake very soon.
Oh, come on.
What about the cheese?
Leave the cheese.
The mayor kisses his hand, then places it on the cheese. Breathless, everyone returns to headquarters.
Cue the dramatic lighting.
It gets darker.
Ms. O, do you have a curl up and cry room?
There's actually one down the hall on the right. I use it all the time. I'll show you.
This is bad. The Daves have taken over the whole town.
Oh, not just the town. Weird team headquarters from across the world are reporting Dave activity. Oh, Gary was right. He always said I was gonna destroy the world one day.
Gary?
Oh, Gary was my old roommate. We didn't always get along. You know what? Doesn't matter.
The world isn't destroyed yet, which means I'm not giving up yet.
But Miss O, every time we zap a Dave, like 10 more double next to it.
So we have to zap them all at once.
But how?
I have a plan that is ridiculous, dangerous, and scientifically impossible. And requires a lot of teamwork.
So everything we're good at.
Meet me in the Odd Squad warehouse. Tom, we could still use your help.
I'm willing to do the work, Miss O. No more shortcuts.
Good. Get in touch with all heads of the Weird Team.
Oh, come on, are you kidding? That's gonna take forever. Can't anybody...
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. Continue.
Have Weird Team reinstate every Odd Squad agent.
Ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
We don't really do that here, but I appreciate the gesture.
Weird Brian, Weird Tony, Weird Jason, all the weirdos, get in here! I want you to find my old roommate, Gary, and tell him things have changed!
Now he's at his desk, facing the big screen behind it.
Find every Odd Squad agent and give them back their uniforms.
Anything for you, Weird Tom.
It's just Tom now.
Weird.
No, just Tom.
The agents are working on plans for the modified ice cream truck. Above ground.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back, Agent Orson.
I'm just supposed to walk back into the hardware store and ask for my old job back?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. I've never done this before, so I appreciate the tip.
You'll notice there are still several fractures running along the left side of your wrist. Wait,
Dr. O, you're needed back at Odd Squad.
Never mind.
You're cured.
What's next?
She removed a patient's cast. Now Una and Oscar take angle grinders to the van. A watermelon and a large iced cake are passed along a line of agents.
There was something I was gonna tell you.
Hello.
I don't know, you called me.
Now, is it like I had? I was talking to somebody else and then I was, oh, I gotta tell them. I don't know what happened.
Now the team's going over the plans. Someone picks up a tiny hammer. Then a live chicken is passed along the line.
Maybe if I say some words, it'll help you remember.
Okay, yeah.
Banana.
Venezuela. Rocking chair.
Agent of Fusco, Odd Squad needs you.
Like a merry-go-round on Jupiter, we shall set sail at dawn.
I don't know what that means.
Stale bread can never be unbaked.
I still don't know.
Mermaids only swim at midnight on Tuesdays.
We're just going to leave your suit here on the ground.
Once, twice, three times a penguin.
Come on, Mary Michelle.
Oh, I thought they'd never leave.
Crochet, pineapple, ladder.
Ladder, that's it. Find every Odd Squad agent, give them their uniforms back, and then spread them all around the world.
How did you get that from ladder?
All right, Miss O, we added a cup holder to the ice cream truck.
And I changed the oil and transmission.
And we added half an air to gadgets to the hood. Oh, and it's a spaceship now.
That should get the agents high enough for the mission.
Miss O turns.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go to space.
In slow motion, Olympia, Otis, Otto, and Olive walk towards her wearing black and gold spacesuits with a red hexagon across the chest.
Hey guys, you don't actually need the helmets. You just gotta make sure that you roll the windows, but really, really tight.
That's okay. Can you take them?
Make sense.
Thank you.
Oscar struggles to carry them all as the agents continue to stride purposefully towards their leader. A hexagon appears on a screen inside the rocket.
459, and we're going rocket cones vanilla 1 and vanilla 2.
Jet engines shaped like ice creams fire up.
Seats are on upright position and headrests are comfortable.
Buttons are making a satisfying clicking noise.
And I'm the last to speak, so I guess we're ready to go.
The engines are glowing blue as the hangar doors part.
They're ready.
Una, you should do the honors and blast them off.
No, you should do it.
No, you should.
No, please, just
no,
do
I
it.
No, I insist that you do it.
You do it.
Miss O pulls the lever. Then the ice cream truck is propelled forwards. It drops onto a narrow red track with raised edges, which loops through the cave, then terminates high above the city. The van rises above the clouds. Olive is at the wheel.
It's working. We're going to space.
Looking good from down here, guys. Agents are spreading it across the world in their mirror suits. Just get high enough to fire off the Happenator gadget, and nothing could go wrong.
Dave!
I know, so exciting, huh?
It's okay, there's only one of them.
Dave!
Now two!
Dave!
And now four!
They're covering the van.
I'm gonna try to shake them off. Brace yourselves. Come on.
The Daves cling on.
It's not working.
Dave.
We lost an engine.
What? Which one?
Doesn't matter.
We're going to fall in the sky unless we get these things off.
We need to shake the whole truck.
The ice cream truck has speakers. We can blast music.
Great idea. This time, I pick the music. Sound check.
The Daves lift their heads.
Save the day. Here comes the power of sound to pave the way. So kick the volume up loud and break away.
Yeah.
Because it's never too late to save the day.
The music throws them off the vehicle.
I am just in time.
The agents dance in their seats, while Dave sail through the air, holding onto their ears.
High five!
Hour gives me power. We could have come here sooner, maybe.
Flames flood across the front of the van as it shoots through the Earth's atmosphere and into the starry sky.
Whoa! Spoiler alert!
Whoa! Space!
They admire the moon, then steer to face the Earth.
Look, it's Earth.
This is not the way I imagined seeing Italy. Look at that boot, all covered in Daves.
Let's do this.
The radio.
This is Agent Olive with Agents Otto, Olympia, and Otis. We're in position.
Working in position, obviously.
Doctor O, in position. Position. of Disco Inn.
Scientist in position!
Ovidio in position!
Adios a position.
Olaf's a werewolf.
That means Olaf and Orn are ready too.
Missile, say the word.
Thousands of little orange Daves are clinging to an office block, covering the walls and windows like a giant swarm of bees. Miss O's standing on the roof, while Daves lick the panels covering it. The hazy blue sky is filled with Daves too. Miss O looks around, then puts her hand to her ear and nods.
Hit me.
The agents stack their hands on top of a glowing blue light.
Now would be an excellent time to save the day.
Soundcheck's faces appear in space as the Harfenator's beam strikes Miss O's suit, creating a starlight reflection across the city. All of the Daves have turned blue. Suddenly, a ray of blue light hurtles across the sea and hits another agent in a mirror suit. Daves in the sky shrink in number two.
Oh, that feels warm.
Europe, from space.
The Half-Hunter's bouncing off the mirror suits and zapping all the Daves.
Wait, why isn't it working in Germany?
I think I know why.
Olm's standing beside a woodland, squinting as he stares at the sky.
Huh, that's my phone.
Hello?
Olm, it's me, Otto.
Hey, old partner.
Is your mirror suit on?
No, why?
Yeah, that's how the whole thing works.
Okay, one sec, Otto. I'm gonna check the buttons.
He presses the spots on his lapels, but the beam's hitting the ground next to him.
Are you standing in the laser beam?
You gotta be clear.
He stands in the correct spot, and the Daves around him vanish in moments.
Good job, partner.
They disable the Harfenator.
Dave?
He's down to one. There, you got him.
Yeah.
Hey, here. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Una and Oscar carry the last Dave into headquarters in a special container.
Right this way. This way.
Miss O. Oh.
Mission accomplished, agents. We contain the Daves.
Yes! We just saved the world!
Once again, thanks to courage, determination, and a can-do attitude, the Williams family have made snacks for this glorious occasion.
Yeah, gotta go Williams.
And that occasion is the reopening of All Odd Squad.
Thanks, Migo.
I'd also like to welcome the newest member of Odd Squad, Honorary Agent Tom.
Tom shakes Miss O's hand.
Sorry about the suits. We only have kid sizes.
It's perfect.
Beaming with pride, Tom waves to Emily.
Finally, the four agents in space are watching. Please return my ice cream truck immediately.
You heard him. Let's bring it back.
Olympia, we just saved the world. We can't get in trouble.
Yeah, and when are we going to have another chance to hang out?
Partner, cue sound check.
Wait. I thought you didn't like soundcheck.
And I go back and forth. Let's go.
Olive pulls a lever, then the stars become a blur of rainbow colors as the rocket accelerates.
To outer space, they borrowed somebody's truck and flew away. And we're okay with it because they saved the day.
Lab's as good as new.
You know, I got out of here so fast to go run the Odd Squad Academy that I didn't really get much time to show you any of the secret stuff.
Their secret stuff?
Their secret stuff.
Split the difference.
Their secret stuff?
Bingo. Yeah, so let's say that you're hungry, you don't want to walk all the way over to the break room. You press this little guy here.
Whoa, a tuna sandwich.
That used to be peanut butter. Don't eat that. So let's say that you're trying to fix a gadget, but you need an extra hand. Not a problem.
Oh, nice.
I also have this one. Haven't found any use for it yet. So let's say that you drop your glasses and that you break them.
I don't wear glasses.
Not a problem. Let's go over this control panel here and... Now I have perfect eyesight.
Why didn't you just do that before?
I don't know.
I'm over here.
Yeah? Yeah, so that's pretty much about it for all the secret stuff.
Hey, what does that button do?
Oh, this one? It ends the movie.